and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today I am joined by Aaron Bailey.
Hello.
Ah, see, I said I was going to trick you. who is Aaron Bailey 17 on Twitter. And we're going to talk about setting yourself challenges to keep yourself motivated when you're building a crew, an army, and painting and all of that sort of good stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, because Aaron's new, he has to do the obligatory 30-second intro.
Are you going
to
time this? Are you?
I'm looking at my timer as we go.
Okay, then. Well, I started when I was about 10 years old, so coming on 13 years ago. I went on a holiday with my family and picked up a box of Night Goblins and a box of Space Orcs. I didn't really know what they were, and I just sort of played with them like toys because I was a kid, and then as I got older, probably about 14, I found the first Games Workshop store and I started to pick up a lot more stuff. And over the next 10 years, I've got all the Warhammer armies. And a couple of years ago, a couple of my friends started getting into Malifaux. So I looked into it, picked up a crew that nobody had yet, which was the Victorias. And then I sort of said, because I've got so much Warhammer, I'll stick to just the Vicks, but I've ended up with almost every master and a fair bit of it painted quite nicely too. I like my painting, so
cool.
Yeah,
so, and you know Ben and
I live quite close to the Malibros. Joe is one of our local henchmen and I'm the other one, so. And Ben obviously does a lot for the community via Twitter and the podcast, so yeah, we're quite an active community over here.
Cool. So that means if you're a member, if you know the Malibros, then you must know Mr. Tomlin as well.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty good friends with Chris. We've got a lot going on there with both Warhammer and Malifaux. We have sort of we all have iPhones, so we have a group message where everybody from this area is in it. I think there's 10 odd people, and we're just sort of constantly chatting every day. So the challenges sort of come out of that a little, I guess.
Okay. So you wanted to talk about challenges. So what is the idea behind a challenge?
Well, I spend a lot of time doing the hobby. I can't wait to plan my next thing and work on my next project. And being a henchman, I like to get everybody else involved too. So I have, like I said, a group chat. I have one for Malifaux and one for Warhammer. So at the moment, I'm running with the Malifaux guys. I've got a painted versus purchased challenge going on, where we're trying to paint more models than we purchased this year, which we're all doing massively well at. One guy's painted more models than Days this year. I've not bought a model yet, and I'm on 50-odd painted. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're doing really well at that. And then we've also got a campaign starting up for Malifaux. And I've just finished my The Box Opens Twitter challenge. So that's that. And then with Warhammer, we have the Black Sun group of gamers. And we're starting up a campaign where we've got to paint 500 points for our first month and then 250 points going into every other month. So we're always posting pictures up and just sort of chatting with each other and saying, oh, that looks really cool. You can be doing this as well. And, or, you know, we've got always got suggestions or constructive criticisms for each other. And I just think it's a really cool thing that we have that.
Okay.
So sorry.
No, I was just going to say, because you, the box opens was your idea, yeah?
Yeah, funnily, I announced it about an hour before Ben announced Malifaux Tyrants of Painting, and we hadn't spoken about either of us, so neither of us had any idea that the other was going to do this, and they turned out to be very similar things. So my challenge was to paint a crew box in a month, which was started in the new year, so I thought a lot of people might be picking up crews, got crews from Christmas and things like that. And Ben just decided it. Hold on, Twitter's a really good way of doing this. And I thought the same. It just sort of, it happens.
Okay, so is everything that you sort of think challenge-wise is around painting? I mean, is it that push to get people to actually paint their models?
No, not always painting. I've got a self-set challenge, which was my New Year's hobby resolution, which is because I own so many Masters, I don't always play with a lot of them. So I set myself the challenge where I'm going to start a blog, which I've done, and every game I play, I'm going to try and win with every single one of my Masters over the course of this year, which doesn't sound difficult to most people, having four, five Masters maybe. I have 36, I think, and I'm going to try and do it with both factions for dual faction Masters. So that's a gaming challenge I've got going. So I don't know anyone else who's doing this. It's sort of a self-set thing, but yeah, it's going to be a lot more difficult than it sounds because I've got to win a lot more games than I lose, basically. In 52 weeks, I've got to win with 36 Masters. So it leaves 10 weeks where I can lose a game. it's definitely a challenge.
But haven't you got Jan to batter down there?
Jan's actually my bogey player. He beats me a lot.
Oh, right.
It's weird because people that in the local area that I can beat quite consistently, Jan loses to quite consistently. But then I play Jan and I just lose. I don't know what it is.
Okay. So, I mean, I certainly tend to do challenges as well, though I'm not brilliant at sticking to them. I find my motivation either gets lost as time goes on or new shinies come along and they distract me. But I mean, I certainly the painting stuff I find very helpful. But I tend to focus mine around going to tournaments.
Yeah, well, I was speaking to you beforehand and I said I don't get to tournaments much because I don't drive and I live so far from sort of Malifaux is more centred in the north tournament-wise. I've been to one or two, but struggled to get to them. That's the only reason I don't do them, because we do play quite competitively, depending on my opponent. Like some games, I'll just flip a puppet deck and say, that's the crew I'm playing, you know? But I've got one or two guys down here that are really interested to get to tournaments and things. So right. I think when that happens, we'll be a lot more enthused to, you know, get, oh, I need this model painted because this tournament's coming up and things like that. That's a good way of challenging yourself. But I guess another thing is our club, most people just say they don't like to play with unpainted models. So, you know, quite a lot of people just sort of say, oh, I've got a new box, I want to get it on the table, so I'm going to have to paint it before next week's club or whatever sort of thing that led.
Right. So,
yep, go on.
No, I was just thinking. I mean, I'm doing a similar challenge to you with the paint more models than you buy.
Yeah, I actually got the idea from you. I heard it briefly, and then we sort of set our own rules down. So,
at the moment, I'm doing all right.
Yeah,
because I haven't gone into any figure Kickstarters yet.
You said the ones that you bought last year that haven't arrived yet are not count.
Yeah, they don't count. I didn't set the rules, but they don't count. So I'm safe there.
I'm actually doing really well at the moment because I'm moving house and things. I haven't got any money, so I've got lots of time, but no money. So plenty of stuff painted.
I've actually done quite well so far this year. Sort of got challenged again for a tournament, but there was the don't put unpainted models on the table thing, even though there wasn't a painting restriction.
Yeah, it's a good way of challenging yourself, just to say I don't want to, you know. Like I tend not to use, say, my Keras crew. I still haven't painted my gunsmiths, so I've never used them. But
right,
I love Keras and play her crew a lot, but I don't know, you just tend to want to use unpainted models less.
Yeah, you see, I don't have as much problem with that. It was more a Joel said to me, you can't play with unpainted models, and I went, all right then.
Okay, so it's somebody else challenging you.
Yeah, and that tends to happen quite a lot. I mean, it certainly happens in, you know, in our group, the Tractor Massive. I mean, the challenge is basically don't finish last.
Yeah, I've got that written in my notes here that you have a few gaming challenges like the No Spoons for Spooner thing. That's a challenge set for, obviously, Matt. But it's sort of pushing your peers to get involved and, you know, get what they want out of the hobby.
It is. Do you think it's something that you need a gaming, you know, a group of close gaming buddies around you to do?
I think it certainly helps me because I've got these group chats on my phone. It's just, you're always talking about it. It's always, you know, like you see other people progressing. Like my friends might finish a crew and then I'll be like, oh, I've got that crew, but I've not painted it yet. I want to get onto that. And like my friend Ross right now in my group chat is saying, oh, I really want to paint something, but I haven't got any motivation. So my other friend's posting what he's been doing today. And it's
right.
It's just a real simple way of sort of pushing each other. But it's not malicious at all. It's just it's a friendly way to push yourself and push each other. And I think it really rewards you as a hobbyist to have these challenges. Even simple things like don't come last in the tournament, you know. Those people are going to be really, like, getting a lot more out of their games rather than just sort of plodding up to the table and sitting there and not really knowing what they're doing, or maybe.
I think you're right. I mean, I certainly, last year I set myself a goal to prove that I could qualify for the Masters.
Did you actually challenge yourself there?
I did. I didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
But I challenged myself to do it because I'd been the whipping boy of the Malifaux scene for 18 months.
Yeah.
And I have a huge jar full of wooden spoons to to remind me. Actually, and so I set myself that challenge. And then at the beginning of the year, I think it was after Joel's tournament last year, where there was one Ten Thunders player, and he came bottom.
So you looked at Ten Thunders and challenged yourself to do well with...
Yeah, exactly. That's why I ended up playing Misaki for the beginning of the year, is I challenged myself to podium with Misaki to prove that Ten Thunders, A, weren't rubbish, and B, that Ten Thunders weren't all just Lynch.
I was just about to say that Craig beat you to it, proving Ten Thunders aren't rubbish.
Yes.
But
he is Lynch. Yeah. So you know, I mean, I've been very happy with that, and so I find that that sort of thing works very well. I suppose if you haven't got a close group of friends around you, I mean, the internet is wonderful for session challenges. I mean, there's this tale of Malifaux bloggers that's going on at the moment.
Yeah, I've got that on my list of things to talk about too.
Sounds like you've done preparation and everything.
Especially the email I sent you. I've got a list of things that I wanted to talk about. So yeah, I've written Tale of Malifaux bloggers on there, but I haven't actually taken too much notice of it, apart from Ben, because he's in one of my group chats and I talked to him about it. So yeah, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that. I know you're doing it. I've seen your nice
goals today. It really came about from Chris King of Chasing Bacon podcast.
Yep, I played him the other day and beat him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, beat him.
You beat him?
10-6, yeah. I just want to squeeze that in.
Okay. Was he using Gremlins or
no,
his new, I don't use Gremlins anymore?
It was Tomb Crew. It was his first game with Lucas. And I was using my Jack Door for the first time for my personal challenge to win with all my Masters.
Ah.
So, yeah.
So there you go. So you can cross that one off now.
Yep.
I'll just mention I beat Jack Door with Kalodi this morning, but so yeah, I mean, so you, basically it's his and Dave Chandler's I Am at SSSSK,
yep.
Who listeners might have heard on Malifaux a couple of times.
I did, and picked up Marcus and added him to my list of Masters to win with, and did that as well. All tying in together seamlessly here.
Yeah, so. They sort of nicked the idea from Old White Dwarf's Tale of Four Gamers.
They were actually my favourite articles on White Dwarf. I've still got them. And I pick them out every time I start up an army and sort of...
They were very good. And so it's that. It's you get a limited amount of money every month to spend virtually. And you then game and paint with those models... during that month.
That's another good thing about sort of these challenges. They don't have to be unrealistic, you know. Setting yourself a limit of how much money you've got to spend is actually quite a good thing, you know. I used to just I used to go into work on a Saturday and do some overtime and then just come out with the money I'd earned and go and spend it in the local shop. So that's how I got so many models. So,
yeah, I mean, that one's proven very good because a lot of overseas players are getting involved as well because it can all be done virtually, you know, via Twitter and blogs, etc. There's a whole load of gamers all around. And I know that there's been similar challenges for, say, Fantasy Battle. The Warhammer Forum always seems to run paint a regiment a month type competitions and things.
Yeah. Well, with the Black Sun guys, I said we're doing this. It's basically the same thing, but except we're playing a campaign as well.
Right.
We also did the 40K version of it a couple of years ago, which almost all of us finished. one guy actually finished. I was a couple of weapons off my vehicles short. And that was all blogged online. So we sort of had that deadline for every month. And if you didn't finish, you dropped out and you could catch up and buy back in. And it's sort of, that's an important thing to mention is that you don't want anything negative to happen in these challenges. With the box opens, I was very careful to people who they kept saying they failed. I was like, you haven't failed. You're just like a few days late. It's not like you're not going to get that crew finished because you didn't do it in 31 days. It's a positive thing. I've asked everyone who was just short to send me the pictures when they're done because I'm really interested to see still, and I'll still retweet them and say, like, this is a lovely crew done by this person and I'm really happy they're taking part in something I've set up, you know?
Yeah, and it's like Ben with his MFX top thing. I mean, there's always a new challenge every month. If you can't do one of the challenges, then there's another one around the corner.
Yeah, I really like Ben's one, actually. I can't take part this month because I've got this campaign army to paint, which I stupidly chose Orcs and Goblins for.
Oh, my God.
So I've got a million Spider Riders to paint this month, whereas one of the other guys has chosen Ogres, and he's got four Bulls, four Manators to paint, and that's it.
That's even I could probably manage that.
Yeah, tactical choice. Though.
Yeah. Well, we're well over time.
Oh, really? I didn't hear a
ding
dong.
No.
Okay.
So you'll have to come on again.
If you have me, I'll come on anytime you like.
I think we probably can. So until then, I've been Mike.
And I've been Aaron.
Bye bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.